We're live.
What up? Let's get weird. It's your boy Tommy G here with the Wednesday edition of the Stay Cash and Show. It is not Dinger Tuesday anymore, but it was Dinger Tuesday yesterday. Ding, 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 ding. Five.
Ding, ding, ding.
I hit you twice. I did ding and then ding, ding. Five. Count them. Five home runs out of the three of us. Five.
I accounted for three of them.
But Bill was first and I was last, and that's way more important.
And I had the meat in the sandwich.
It was like a triple bacon cheeseburger, and you were all the meat in the middle, and it had Bill.
It was like it was a triple stuffed Oreo.
Yeah,
it's triple stuffed Oreo.
Dude, what other show is going to come out week two of baseball based on a request from the chat, right?
We didn't even know it was Digger Tuesday.
We didn't even have it planned.
No fucking idea.
We didn't know it was Tuesday. I didn't know it was April, right? Like, we're sitting there. Give us home runs, guys. All right. Rackets.
Bryce Harper. Bang.
Ding, ding, ding. Bill.
Yelich.
Ding. Christian Walker. Ding.
And the Brewers. And the Yelich gave the Brewers the lead. Thanks.
What a fucking show. Like, how does any other show or site exist? Right?
I don't know, man.
I mean, usually if a show gets one, it's great.
Off the cuff, too. We had no plans for
nothing. We were just like, yeah, all right, let's take that.
Yeah, just give me 30 seconds to look.
Yeah, let me go to Fangraphs for 1 second. All right, yeah, fly ball rate. Yeah, that's a go. All right, yeah, let's do that. That's it, like nothing. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, I predicted the home run of the Oakland game, too. I think. I said there was a home run coming out of Oakland. Either way, we're the best, whatever. A couple bad beats yesterday. But a couple great wins. We'll talk about that in a little bit.
Speaking of Oakland, you fucking clowns.
I mean, those motherfuckers. Like, that was the best bet to never win, right? Like, I mean, could you?
They should have won that game 17
who
times.
Who bets on the A's, first of all, right? I'm thinking the A's plus 140. They should have won that game.
They had bases. God. They had corners with nobody out or one out or whatever. I think it was nobody out. Corners with nobody out. They didn't fucking score. They had the extra inning or bottom of the ninth. They had a chance to win it.
Sacrifice bunting with a man on second, no outs in the fucking
so
extra
bad,
inning.
Dude.
Dumbest thing. If you're gonna bunt, guys, here's how it goes: bunt, or don't bunt.
Yeah,
one or the other.
You because as soon as you bunt the first time, you're automatically inviting the double play.
But, right. So here's the thing: bunt to get the guy to third. Fine. I hate bunting. No one should ever bunt, but unless it's for a hit. Bunt the guy to third. Great. Then bunt him home. Bill, when has a team ever hit a sacrifice fly in their life?
Never.
Anymore. Never.
And then you always get the intentional
walk
right
the
after
next
that.
Guy, so yep. You have a double play set up.
And then he always grounds into a double play.
Him to third, then bunt him home.
And then the Red Sox brought in five infielders, and the dude swings at the first pitch and grounds it to the pitcher.
How about fucking Seth Brown on second base when fucking
Oh, yeah.
He hit the ball like 687 feet, and he went back. He didn't even tag up.
Rafaela made a great play at the wall. But, bro, you're standing on – you could be standing with both feet on second base. The ball could hit the wall, and you would still score.
You could crawl like the thing out of the ring that comes through the TV, right? That like
– yep.
Like you could have got home at that speed.
And he's
he was on third base.
He's on third base coming back.
Comes all the way back. I mean, listen, then how about the fucking best – this is all, by the way, just extra innings of the A's game. Then how about when we have first and second, right? No out. Or no, first and third.
First and third,
no out. Laser to third base. Has the guy at home by 50 feet and turns a double play to give up the winning run.
Yep.
Like, you have home to first. Dude, you get a double play that way. Doesn't just go this way. Also goes that way.
He had him cooked at home, too.
I mean, what a bet that was. Who bets on the fucking A's to not win that was very disappointing.
And they were leading, too, for a decent amount of the game.
They were the better team pretty much all game. But listen, bad teams do bad things at bad times. Evan, what do we got today?
We
got to bring Cubby on, right? You want to bring Cubby on first?
Yeah, might as well get Cubby
on. We do headlines. Let's get it out of the way.
He's got 2:30.
You don't believe he's here yet. I can tell him to come on.
Jesus Christ, Cubby.
I mean, what the fuck?
Cubabble.
Fucking babbling fool.
I told him to come on.
Yeah, he said he had to come on early.
Yeah, he said, I got to be on by 2:30. My shit starts at 2:30. Where are you, Cubabble?
All right,
Babble, get in here.
Jesus.
Fucking Cubabble.
Cubable.
So, anyway, we'll have a Cubable Hoosier in here shortly to give us a soccer bet. I think he said it starts at 2:30, right? What's 2:15?
Yeah, 2:15. Right, Rackets, he's here.
All right. Permission to come aboard, Captain.
Now he's got audio.
Hey.
We salute you.
What's up, fella?
Right? Did I do that right? Is that how I do it? Or is it here? To here? Where do I go?
It's eyebrow, I think, right?
Yeah, it's not.
Is that good? Is that good? And do I slice it down or do I go out?
Don't go out. We're not.
That's Heil, right? Like, yeah, we don't. You want to calm down with it, right?
Don't go out.
Is he in a bunker?
you kind of look like a Nazi soldier.
I'm not blonde hair, blue eyes. I'm good.
Kyle Kebabble.
He's in a bunker.
How you doing, Kebabs?
Good. I'm out of the bunkers of Nashville, now back in Indiana, sadly.
Nice. You working? You home? What are we doing?
I'm finally back to work, so I'm in uniform, sort of.
I was going to say, I don't know if you just like wearing those colors. You know, maybe a thing. You get used to it.
You would think with how much I wear them.
Yeah. So what do you got here? You wanted to come on before 2:30. Let's get some soccer popping.
Yeah. So we're going to go to the EPL at 2:30. We have Brentford versus Brighton. We're going to for team total over 1.5. It's sitting at -115. Brighton's defense is in shambles. This team is an absolute wreck right now. They're injured in basically every position. So we're just going to go right to Brentford. I like them at home. They have Wiesa. They have Tony up top. This team can create for those two, so I like them to score a couple. And then the other thing, I'm going to jump over to Thursday real quick. Okay. If you've been talking about laddering shots on targets for Liverpool, so tomorrow we're going to do that. Right now we got a three-way race. It's like 3 points separated between City, Pool, and Arsenal. Uh-huh. Pool's face Sheffield United tomorrow, and they're absolute dog shit. So we're going to pull 10 plus shots on target at +100. I'm going to be laddering that up to 15. It's going to be like +1200 at 15. Plus they've done 6, 13, 10, 13, 15, 8, 12, 10, and 8 in their last handful of home games. So, and now they need goals for goal differential to stay up on top with points in case they get tied. So I love these guys to come out and just be fucking lethal and just go all at it.
Wow. Wow, so you think this is going to be a fucking onslaught early, huh?
I think tomorrow Liverpool comes out, and I think they get two or three, and they don't stop. They keep trying for them.
Bill, what do you think of all that?
I'm not really following that soccer right now because of all the people who are out and everything. So,
Bill, you do look kind of tan.
I know. I got burnt as fuck.
Wow. He's tanner than you. And it's fucking hilarious.
I just came back from Las Vegas in California, and I look like fucking Casper the Friendly fucking Handicapper.
It's your Italian.
Did you like my flower box?
I loved your flower box. But Kebabble, have you seen Bill's box?
No, I've not been to that.
Have you deflowered Bill's box?
When it's finished, I will post it, but it looks great.
It does look great. Why don't you post it now? Why don't you fucking give them
a new flower box?
No, it's not finished.
Did you build it or you just put
it on your house? Yeah, I built it. Yeah, I
built a flower box. Hey, it looks pretty fucking nice. I'm not going to lie. Looks pretty nice.
Up over here with lawn care. I'm fucking loving this shit.
Oh, yeah.
I put the first layer of sand down on my grass.
Oh, you're using the sand technique, the TikTok technique, huh?
Yeah, using the sand.
All right. I like it. All right.
How it comes out.
Kebabble, you look adorable again today.
Thank you.
Yeah, hey, you're very cute, man.
Date tomorrow. These guys are fucking playing insane right now. I was at the semifinals last night. I saw Numb Nuts numbers across there.
Wait, You saw numbers at the stadium?
I didn't want to go see him. He's fucking kind of creeper sometimes.
Wait, Numbers was in the same game as you, and you didn't go say hi?
That's on the other side. That place
was on the other side. I mean, how would you ever fucking get to him on the other side?
98% Indiana State fans, and it's going to be insane. I think it's all like 4 Seton Hall fans last night. That place is going
to
be.
I told you, Indiana State's winning this whole thing. We got +700. I don't know. I mean, we're going to have to hedge a little bit, but.
Conwell fucking stud. Everyone talks about Robbie Avila. Conwell is that dude. This dude can fucking score.
Team's nasty.
Oh, it's so good.
I'm so mad they weren't in the tournament because I would have had them getting out of the first weekend. It's good to see them win the NIT, though. It'd stick the big fucking DICK into the fucking committee's face. But
let me ask you this, guy. I got tickets for $35 a pop last week. Now they're going for $300 to $400.
Whoa!
should I go to the game or flip him for 10 plus ROI?
I mean, listen, you could do what I used to do back in the day. Like, see, now me and Bill, we just fucking throw money at shit because we're fucking retarded. But if you want to be savvy, wait till it tips off and then you'll get them for like fucking 20 bucks in a parking lot. All the scalpers. They have scalpers out in Indiana. They invent those area yet?
Oh, fuck. There were scalpers all over the place.
Yeah, dude. Just listen. The second that game tips off.
That's what I would do. I'd flip them and then rebuy from the scalpers.
Yeah, I'd flip them and then rebuy from the scalpers, dude. Because we used to do that Jets game all the time. We were young and broke. We just fucking go there. Just wait till kickoff. Second you hear that fucking kickoff happen, $20. Who wants them? Because they just need to get the fuck out of there.
That's not even about how much they cost. It's just the fact that, shit, man, these tickets have went.
I mean, listen, if you can go make $350 on a fucking ticket and then go get one for $30, why the fuck not?
I might have to do that. So
flip Adelphia.
Yeah, you just flip them and then you bet on the game with a free.
And then just throw $350 on fucking Indiana State money line minus -135.
I already got the feature, so let's go in more.
Let's go. All right, Gababble, get back to work. Go fucking kill some Muslims or whatever you're doing over there.
Later, fellas.
Later, bro. We're gone.
And we're demonetized.
What the fuck? It's not fucking Ramadan, dude.
I'm sorry, I don't want the Muslims to die. That's just what military people do, right? We're always fighting fucking the fucking
Ramadan.
Arabs.
He said it's fucking Ramadan.
So what, I can say it like next week?
Yeah. Not now.
When they at least have a belly full of food.
Isn't it that's easier like, to kill them now when they're
like you're saying kill the Catholics on like Christmas. Like, come on.
Get them before sundown. But they start eating those bananas and packets. What's this shit Diaro is doing? Those gel
Evan
packets.
Right now, just
applesauce.
I mean, Evan, if we're getting demonetized, we might as well go all the way to fuck him.
We're going to get fucking kicked off.
I mean, what? We started with a Holocaust joke, and now we're going to mother. We're getting everybody. Don't worry. Oh, Asians.
Boy. You're next.
You're next. Anyway. All right. What's the next topic?
Well, the only thing happening
that wasn't even intentional. When I think of military, I think fucking shooting people in the Middle East. It's been like 9 of our last 10 wars.
The only thing that has happened in the past 24 hours is the blockbuster trade between the Bills and the Texans, which means the Jets are going to win the AFC East because Stephon Diggs is not in Josh Allen's arsenal anymore.
They only got a second round pick for Diggs.
I mean, is he really worth any more rackets?
He's a cancer, dude.
They traded for him. They got a first round, right? They traded for him with a first, but what did he do last year?
What has he done the last 2 years?
Yeah, besides cry for the ball, now he's going to a team with two great receivers. So you could even say he's going to be the number three now. You don't think he's going to be crying for the ball with fucking Tommy's boy Tank Dell?
Tank.
Bro, okay.
He had 1,000 yards last year.
That's my
Tank Dell.
Let's just roll with him being a three in that offense for like 5 seconds, even if that doesn't happen. Let's just roll with whoever the three is,
it's retarded.
Let's roll with him running out of the slot. He's going to nuke everybody next year. If he is going to run out of the slot, he will nuke every single fucking slot corner in that league.
You're talking about Dell or Diggs?
Diggs.
Diggs, yeah.
He's one of the best route runners in football.
Bro, you get Nico Collins, Stephon Diggs, and Tank Dell. They get a running back. And Dalton Schultz. Yeah.
No running game, though.
You need a fucking running game? Who cares? Don't run the ball. Just throw every play. Bro, that's what I would do.
If you have Diggs in the slot, that's scary, bro. That's, like, really scary.
They're going to be filthy, man. And by the way, remember who was on them first, because next year Bill's going to jump on their bandwagon.
Oh.
Remember who was the one with the Texans futures?
I'm not jumping on Houston.
Remember who was on him first. Right. You will be on the Texans next year. Mark this.
I will not.
Bill, you jump on everything. You're going to be on.
Tommy, I like Baltimore. I think Baltimore's going to kick their ass.
I thought you meant the Orioles. So I was like, wait, Dad, you just did it.
They already kicked their ass again.
Yeah, the Texans have Joe Mixon.
We didn't talk about your Jets.
I forgot that.
Right.
Wait, the Texans got Mixon?
They have no running game.
I didn't realize they had Mixon.
We didn't even talk about the Jets getting Hassan Reddick.
We'll talk about that in a second. By the way, Texas got Mixon. When the fuck did that happen?
I think that was like one of the first signings they did.
It was probably March Madness.
2 weeks ago?
Yeah, no, I was balls deep in March Madness at that point. Yeah. He's not good, but he's a good listen, he's not bad.
Starting job.
He's better than Devin Singletary.
Dude, you go get Mixon and you go get a complimentary speed back.
See, I don't need
that you compare with him. That's fine.
I'm okay with. I don't hate Singletary.
They're fine. Mixon fits. I'm not a Mixon guy, but that fits. All right, stop fucking squeaks over there. Second squeak. Third one, you're out. Get him out. Evan, what were we saying? We got Hassan Reddick. Bill, you gave me the stat on Hassan. It was like, it's like third leading sacks in the NFL over the last 3 years or some shit.
I think that's going to help that fucking shit-ass run defense that they had.
Well, Hassan Reddick's going to help everything.
They got rid of one of the best guys, and then they brought a guy in. So
Did not land fair.
Tommy, your girl's going to the WNBA.
Caitlin Clark?
Yeah. No.
Angel? The
other one. Not that other dumb fucking...
Angel Reese.
Dude, I'm getting it. You want to talk about like race?
Shit for that.
You want to talk about race war? Okay. I sent a tweet out saying this game is a race war tonight. I have been called the N-word more times in the last fucking 24 hours. Every black person what do we already got? Muslims. We got the Jews. Let's go after the blacks. So every black person on my Twitter bill is just calling me a cracker ass Guido, dumbass N-bomb, like. All I did was fucking state facts about Angel Reese. Nothing there was an opinion. I didn't show the pussy thing. I didn't show. I kept it classy, in my opinion.
I mean, let's
all factual. How is it racist, you fucking racist?
Let's just start out at 10 o'clock in the morning when everybody was on Caitlin Clark. And then at the end of the show, you know.
Everyone's on Angel Reese.
Here goes the pick. Stephen A. Smith, black.
LSU.
At LSU. Shannon Sharp. Black.
LSU.
Monica McNutt. Black. LSU. So, what?
I was right.
What else?
Was right. There wasn't a black guy in America who picked Iowa.
One more. The only two people white that I know who picked LSU was Howie and Hoffman.
Howie's just like.
I liked LSU.
Yeah. But, I mean, dude, it was a race war. That's what it was. And now everyone's defending her, but it's great. Yeah, I think the thing's got like 250,000 fucking views and a lot of hate coming at me. I love it, though. That's what I'm here for.
Be controversial.
Listen, unlike Angel Reese.
It's fun being
if I'm going to play the heel, I'm going to fucking take it.
Enjoy
I'm going
to
sit there and cry like, yeah, oh, it's fun. Death threat. 17 people told me to kill myself. I laughed at them. Well, you don't see me running around, oh, threats of death. Like, you ain't killing me. What the fuck you talking about, dog?
I've been sexualized.
Yeah, I'm being sexualized as I post fucking clay imprints of my pussy on Twitter.
I want to be sexualized. Someone sexualize me.
Howie, sexualize Bill.
Do it.
You better hit a few more parlays, kid.
Sexualize me, baby.
How we doing?
This Seton Hall just looks solid, man. I think they're going to win this NIT.
I think you're wrong. Me and you are right so far. Listen, from the beginning, you said Seton Hall to the wire. I said Indiana State to the wire, right? We're there. This is perfect because now I can hedge. We got the plus 700 on Indiana State. Howie, that's a fucking home game, dude.
Yeah, it is.
That stadium was rocking for Indiana State.
But Seton Hall's got the guards, and that's what I'm going by. I mean, this kid – I mean, Seton Hall, if they get into that tournament, that's an NC State deal. They could have easily made the Final Four.
Yeah, dude, see, both those teams, man. These are the two biggest snubs. And St. John's didn't play. Both these teams should have been in it. So we got them right yesterday. I hit for 7 units. You hit your max bet yesterday. I mean, we just fucking slaying college basketball. I fucking max betted. But Bill, I swept the women's games on Monday. Swept the fucking NIT yesterday. I mean, Howie, what can we bet on? Give me something to bet on. We got to hit something. We can't lose in college basketball. Give me something. We got anything today? We got a CBI tournament or fucking – are we just talking about the final tomorrow?
I'll tell you what. They should open up new lines on the the transfer portal because college basketball is so beyond off the chain.
Yeah.
The rumors that I'm hearing at St. John's, if there's any truth to it, I mean, they're talking about the Sheed kid from Houston who busted his ankle in the game.
Yeah, Shad, yeah.
Player of the year. And Big 12, there are rumors he may end up at St. John's next year.
Wow. They're talking about Bronny James too, right? That fucking loser. They're saying he might go to Duquesne, I'm hearing, because LeBron's friend coach is there or some
shit. That would make sense.
Duquesne seems like a place he might be able to be okay. But I'm surprised that LeBron doesn't try to get him to St. John's, get him playing in the Garden a little bit, get him to New York. But, I mean, he's garbage. He's absolute trash. But I think he may be okay at Duquesne.
Yeah, somewhere like Akron or Duquesne. But yeah. I think that LeBron's coach, who coached him in high school, was the coach at Duquesne. But I think he's retiring because he's got cancer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I don't know. Yeah, he would do well at a low mid-major.
He'll be okay there. That's where he belongs, right? He's not built for a – you know, SEC, ACC, Pac-12 school. But,
you know, the situation is that Mike Rapoli, the guy that started Vitamin Water, is worth over $1 billion. He's the one that buys all these horses. He's got a horse in the Derby this year. But rumor is he's paying. I mean, paying. He got together with Patino, and they have an open checkbook policy right now. And, I mean, I got the feeling they're going to bring in some serious players.
They're talking about, Bill was just saying before, supposedly Angel Reese is going pro. She's going to WNBA instead of staying in college.
Home run, Corey Seager, 1-0 Rangers.
I saw you cheering over there. I was just going to ask you. Who is it? 1-0 who?
Rangers.
1-0 Rangers.
All right. Why would you do that?
Well, I mean, why is this Caitlin Clark leaving?
Because... Well, she has to. She's graduated.
Oh, she doesn't have another year?
No, she's done. The other girl, Angel Reese, does.
Yeah, you're not going to.
Bill, you follow these gay sports. We got gays too. Check them off now.
College.
We got the wheel.
Even Juju wasn't safe in this episode.
Jews, Muslims, gays, black. I mean, we hit Juju like three times. We hit Juju like three times in that.
I still love you, Juju. It's not me, baby. It's not me.
No, women's college sports. That's where you want to stay. You can make way more money.
Right. Like you're going to make $5 million in NIL or you're going to make $210,000 in the WNBA. Like, what the fuck?
What do you do if you're the new coach coming in at Florida Atlantic? They just lost their whole team.
I mean, they lost their whole team. They lost the best coach in the country. And why did he go to Michigan? That seemed like a weird move for Dusty May.
I mean, it's a move up.
It's a move up, but he had carte blanche. He could have fucking gone to, like, at Michigan State or someone like – why Michigan?
I mean, they got a lot of money. I mean, that's you should be able to get some players in there. Nobody wanted to play under who was it, Howard?
Yeah, Juwan Howard's terrible.
Yeah, but I mean, where's this kid Golden gonna end up, man? I mean,
I love him. I love him. Let me see.
He wants to stay in college.
He's got to stay, right?
I mean, it's so beyond bizarre what's going on. Rutgers basically lost their starting five. They brought in two McDonald's All-Americans next year. But, you know, that Clifford O'Murray, he's leaving. He's in the portal.
I don't know why so many of these kids go out so early. I mean, it doesn't make sense. Then they get lost in the NBA. I mean, you got to be a fucking lottery pick or else you don't go out until you are one or you're pushed out.
No, for the most part, yeah.
You guys are going out. It's like the 58th pick of the draft, and then they die in the G League.
But, I mean – Florida Atlantic lost John L. Davis. What, he averaged like 20 a game? They lost Golden. They lost everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. They're going to be in trouble. So I like Indiana State. You like Seton Hall. Let's see where the line is. Let's see how it's moving. This is tomorrow, guys. We're not going to be on air here.
Seton Hall was +2.5.
So, yeah, it looks like Indiana State. You actually have a 3 hanging out there, it looks like, at DraftKings, I believe, if one of you guys want to check that. You got a problem here, Dewey, with Seton Hall. Line opened at +1.5. It's up to +3 with 89% of the money on Seton Hall. That line's going the wrong way.
It is, but this is a final game. It's nationally televised. I can't bet against Kadari.
What better way would it be to end the NIT season than the way we start every season and continue every season, where I take the money line, you take +3, +3.5, and we end up with a 2-point win?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what happens all the time when we're opposite, so... Let's see if we can get it again.
Indiana State by 1.
That's it. Indiana State by 1-3. I think that line gets up to 3.5 the way it's moving. But all right, Howie, anything else on college hoops? We'll be back on here Friday to talk a little bit more about NC State and Alabama and all that. But
it's just tons of coaching changes going on right now. I mean, I don't know if Musselman's going to stay there. In Arkansas, they're talking about Chris Beard possibly coming. There's just – within the next week, especially this weekend, during the Final Four, there's going to be so much change in college basketball. It's still happening with college football right now. You got guys in college football going everywhere. I mean, we'll get into that later, but you want a future bet. Bet Syracuse to win the ACC in football next year and bet it now, because I think it's plus, might be plus 12, 1300, but they got an all-star team coming in there.
Well, let me see. Let's see if they have it up. You know who else has a fucking bunch of weapons coming in is Auburn. Auburn's got a receiving core for fucking days. They got like fucking five of the top 18 wide receivers in the country going there next year.
Great coach.
Let me see. NCAA futures. What do we want here?
But Syracuse has like
leagues.
They got the second string quarterback from Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of monsters that played in the SEC. They must be allowing that garbage guy, that waste management guy, to pay players. That must be it, because they got tons of people going to Cuse next year.
Yeah. So you're on. So we'll give our not too early predictions, our way too early predictions. Yeah. You're on Syracuse as your sleeper team next year. I'm on K-State as my sleeper. I think Avery Johnson's going to win the Heisman over there at K-State. We got a glimpse of him in the bowl game, and he just straight fucking whipped his dick out, smacked it on everyone's face who came near him. So
he's solid.
He's a good kid. So those are our two way too early predictions. Do you got a Heisman hopeful at Syracuse there that we could stab at? Because
the quarterback coming in was a five-star. I believe he was a 4 or 5-star recruit out of high school. Went to Ohio State.
Is Kyle McCord?
Yeah, and he's a cute. Yeah. I mean,
he should be on the board.
Supposedly they got some weapons for him. You know, that's got to be the worst and toughest place to play is that for football. That shit.
That's horrible. Yeah. Avery Johnson's down to 3,500. He's actually top 20 for the Heisman odds, right under Cam Rising. Same price. And it looks like McCord is plus 20,000 if you want to take a stab at that.
I mean, that's, last thing I'll say.
I like Peyton Thorne. My boy Todd loves that at Auburn because all the weapons he's got, plus 20,000 also. From McCord. He's got
they have some guys coming in there. I mean, that coach, he had a hell of a year for his first year.
Yeah.
Taking over. No. We keep up on these things and I think there'll be some solid future situations.
All right. We'll keep tapping into it. How we do it? You're gonna be around for horse racing too all summer too, Aaron. So
absolutely, man.
We'll bring you out for the horses, bring you out for the derby. All right, brother. We'll talk to you on Friday, bro. We might be on Twitter Spaces Friday, just so you know.
Awesome.
Howie horses, huh?
Howie horses. Were you giddying up there? Were you?
Got the Derby in 3 weeks.
I like it.
Come on, Bill. Come on, Bill.
I liked it when they ride their carts. Use the whip.
Cracking the whip.
That's racist.
Where's Hoff? We got to bring Hoff on.
Bring Hoffman on. I'm sitting back there fucking rotting yesterday.
Reading every single magazine in the waiting room.
Hey, what's up, DJ BJ?
Yeah, it only took you like 10 years to finally.
That was your fucking punishment for getting fucking.
He's got Holly just sitting there yesterday for fucking an hour
fuck
and
him.
A half.
Fuck him. That's his punishment. Guy tortured me about Duke all fucking year.
I was sitting here the whole time, Rackets.
Smoking 45 bowls, reading every magazine. I
didn't even smoke because I didn't know what I was going to come on, so I didn't want to be coughing. So I was just sitting here.
At the end of the show, Bill's like, wait, we forgot to bring Hoffman on. You want to bring him on
now? It just says,
like,
it doesn't even let you watch the show either. It just says, like, it just starts spinning. It just says waiting room.
I'm watching it on my stupid phone. It's fucking retarded.
All right, listen, you're doing the same thing Duke's doing right now, sitting back and watching everyone else play,
big boy.
And watching. So how did you feel about a
freaking crazy team?
I mean, listen, you do have an NC State future, I'm assuming, with the rest of us, right? The Tommy G gift to the world. So it may be better. Like, what would you rather have? $40,000. I'm being serious. As probably the biggest Duke fan I know, and didn't expect Duke to go this far, right? Like, you thought, hey, we may fucking steal this championship, right?
He already won a $34,000 parlay.
Just
you know what this answer is going to be?
I don't know. Would you rather have Duke win the national championship this year and knock off UConn, or NC State win and you get $40,000?
I mean, I'll take NC State because next year Duke's winning it all.
No, Jesus Christ.
Airbnb's up.
Better watch out.
Take some of that 40 and put it on Duke right now.
A tsunami is coming next year. You better be careful.
You like
the class. Don't care about any Howie's transfer portal. Anyone can go anywhere you want, go wherever you want. It's not going to matter. It's going to be Rutgers versus Duke. That's what it's going to be.
Rutgers, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. Look at you. All right. I'm going to write that down. Rutgers, Hoffman's really good at these, by the way. He predicted the Detroit Lions to lose in the national NFC championship game.
Hoffman's one of the best futures.
Hoffman's the best crazy future guy in the world. So I'm going to write that down. Rutgers versus.
In a company with a lot of really good futures bettors.
I mean, dude.
One of the best ones. That's what's insane.
I'm pretty good, too. So,
not too bad.
I'm pretty fucking good. Oh, you suck.
Bill's just gonna say I don't tie my money up that long. Fuck you.
I just win the pools.
He calls out his pool shots.
Bill did dominate the
bracket. He did dominate. Howie didn't want to give him credit. I get it. I don't want to give him credit either, but okay. Very dominant. I'm still gonna be the only person who gets the correct finals, North Carolina State and UConn. So I'm gonna take that as a win. Because if it would have been a factorial 11 seed multiplier, I'd have fucking smacked Bill up. Smacked him up. I would have, NC State alone would have beat your bracket.
How much would they have cost you in a Calcutta?
Nothing. They were an underdog game one. Oh, nothing. I would have crushed
you missed
the
your
Calcutta.
Calling, Tommy G.
I mean, dude, I'm the Calcutta god. I got to start doing those high money. I haven't found a high money one like that. One year I put $20,000 into it and won $94,000 and had the whole Final Four.
They don't do those in
Cheetah
Vegas?
And Pizzola and all those guys.
They don't do those in Vegas? Like the casinos don't host.
I didn't see any, and if they are, they were done before I got there. But no, this was like these were like underground, right? I think like, and they were like, it was my first Calcutta ever, and I remember I went in there, I bought five teams, and I got the exact Final Four. And you know, it was Rob Brink, Rob Pizzola, Sports Cheetah, you know, all those guys, all the big name betting guys, and they were just like, "What is this fucking kid doing?" Like, if I wanted a team, I was just taking it, right? Like it was because you can go as high as you want. They're like Villanova was one of them. There was
right,
like,
but
right.
I just figured like being an 11 seed, like they couldn't have cost anything.
It depends on the person. It would have cost nothing, dude. Not like underdogs in the first round cost nothing, absolutely nothing. But I would have had them, and I'd be fucking skull fucking. But anywho, what we got going on in the association here, Hoffman? Obviously, Bill's going to tell us that every game's a must win today. So I'm going to go to you first. Are they must win?
Warriors last night. Told must. You on the show.
Yeah, the Warriors.
I hit them live. I jumped on it with you.
They must win. They I was scared for them because they were at home, but Steph told the team maybe they should start staying in hotels when they play at home to feel like they're on the road.
Yeah.
So bad at home. Listen, I mean, you got to try anything you can.
There's no way they actually did that.
Rackets, I really don't know, but he told the team.
There's no way.
I will tell you this, though. If something sounds crazy, Bill will believe it.
Oh, yeah.
You put it on TikTok. It's like he's Ron Burgundy at TikTok. You put that on TikTok, Bill's going to read it. Golden State stayed in a hotel.
Hold on. I've been waiting to tell you, but yeah, I wanted to do it a month. It's been 3 weeks.
Over, you looked at me.
Hold on. Over 3 weeks.
I'm interested now.
I have gotten rid of all of my TikToks. I am not on TikTok.
What?
At all.
No way.
Over three weeks.
No way.
I've been waiting for.
You know what's funny? Hold on.
I've been waiting for a month, but since you said every time you mention TikTok, when you sent me that thing yesterday, I had to open it. Like, but
get a little feisty.
I don't have an account, and I am not on TikTok. I've deleted everything. It's gotten crazy. It's gotten stupid. I am officially done with TikTok. I wow. hope I might even be out there in the government to ban that fucking thing. I am totally flipped. TikTok, you're out.
Hold on.
Let
me put you down for 1 second. Yeah. Evan, get up here for a second.
Evan, I need Evan.
We'll bring it right back, huh? Just go sit in the waiting room. You're used to it back there. What is happening, Evan?
Evan, what is going on?
What do you mean, what is going on?
And Bill deleted TikTok?
He's capping, for real.
I am not. I swear on Jenna.
Hold on.
I swear on Jenna. Steve. I swear on my mom, dead mom and dad. I have not been on it. I've deleted all
actually,
my
Actually, hold on. I'm raising my hand. Now I'm doing Baphomet. Great.
I don't know what that is, but I'll do
Satanists.
It.
Satanists. Get them all.
I will say, when Bill flips on something, he goes 180 completely the other fucking way.
Go ahead, Tommy.
I will say, okay, in his defense, the reason I believe this to be true, I talk to Bill more than anyone on the planet, okay? He's never paying attention when you talk to him because he's on TikTok. He has been oddly attentive for the last 2 weeks. Like, I'll talk to him and he'll answer me. I won't have to go, yo, fucking asshole.
I was on it too much. I was found myself at 3-4 in the morning, still like awake. And
it,
like,
took you 3.5 years of that to realize that was.
And
I've been telling you this for fucking three
and
years.
And the weirdos on TikTok were messaging me and fucking weird women and weird guys. Women want to fuck me. Guys want to fuck me.
I thought you wanted to be sexualized.
People want to beat.
You just said you wanted to be sexualized.
And people want to beat me up and all this shit. So. Fuck that place, and it's fucking
dead. Are you running from TikTok to something?
Yeah, what happened, bro? You had a bad experience?
They let these homeless people.
Did you fucking catch a tranny in the fucking DM?
Whoever they want on there, beg for money. But then when this fucking poor kid is in his fucking car, you know, living in his car fucking for a week, and he's posting it. He's not even asking for money. And they ban him for a week.
Fuck you,
TikTok.
Whoa.
Fuck you. All you are is bullshit videos and fucking homeless people begging for money.
And bullies.
Fuck you.
You do control your algorithm. You know that, right?
I'm out.
Your algorithms.
You know what I did? I controlled my algorithm. You want to delete your account? Yes. For 30 days to fucking reinstate it? No, I'm out. I had like,
I mean, dude,
I had eight accounts.
Welcome to our sports show.
Accounts.
All right,
they're all gone.
I mean, listen. So all I have to say is
he's very passionate about this.
I mean, this kid, like, you know how they say he's as passionate about hating it as he was about loving it for the last 3 years. You know how we say, Rackets, all the time, like the difference between the truth and a conspiracy is 6 to 18 months, but. Bill is literally just on a 6 to 36 month lag of me. Whatever I say or do, within 6 to 36 months, Bill will be on my team. He sounds like me to him for the last 3 years, right?
2020.
Yeah. Well, Bill, welcome to reality. I appreciate you. And bravo. That's awesome. We're very proud of you.
Down with the talk.
Down with the talk. Back with the Hoff.
No, down with the talk.
Down with the talk, up with the hop.
Maybe our last episode ever on YouTube.
Oh,
oh,
I love YouTube. I'm a big YouTube.
Oh, YouTube has to love this.
I'm on YouTube videos.
Oh, God. Now he's just going to swap out fucking things.
Yeah, he's literally going to Instagram Reels.
He's literally like, I'm done with fucking sex. I'm going
YouTube?
Straight to blowjobs.
Hold on. I told you yesterday, Tom.
Right to soaking.
YouTube's got a great thing. They let you do a short. For like a minute
Hold on. Let me pause you. I just need to say, YouTube algorithm, if you're listening, I know you heard a lot of shit that was bad for the last hour. I really want you, YouTube algorithm, to pay attention to this testimonial from Bill Rupp, YouTube algorithm. Go, Bill.
YouTube lets you do a short.
And then like YouTube. We love YouTube.
They say, go to my 23-minute video if you want to see what happens. And then you go to the video and you subscribe. And I love it.
So you will get rid of every app except YouTube because it's the best.
YouTube is the best. Down with the talk.
Down with the talk. Team YouTube. Hoffman, who we betting in NBA tonight? I don't know what just happened there.
I don't know what just happened either.
I'm on the Suns. I like the Suns.
Yeah, I like the Suns. That's like
you're hot as the sun right now. I mean, you're on fire.
Oh, you know what I want to talk? What about Tommy and fucking Glenn?
Why are you coming at me now? Why are you coming at me now?
Tommy,
what the fuck did I do?
He's not the Doc. No, because you said the Doc again, right? They're one game over 500 since Glenn came in. They Glenn.
You started calling him Doc again.
He's Glenn. He's
Doc
sucks.
Rivers.
Yeah, Doc. One game.
Oh, hold on. You want to know who sucks?
And they got spanked by the Wizards.
Guys, did I not tell you that your Knicks were going to be a 5 seed?
Tommy, we got fucking the two best players. Two of the three best players on the team have been out.
Well, guess what? Hoffman's going to have a problem because right now it is staging up. And it looks like it's pretty solid as long as the Cavs can win a couple more games. Hoffman, Magic Knicks is your worst nightmare.
Those
are your two favorite teams. Magic is...
Magic
is your adopted team. The Knicks are your fucking main team. How do you
Randall and OG are done, so
they're trash anyway.
Okay.
OG's been hurt every minute of his career. Stop it.
Well, he wasn't when he was dominating on the Knicks.
Well, you know who's going to be dominating? Tommy G and his bet versus you two fucking idiots.
We have two starters out, dude. Those bets are null and
void.
Oh, no, they're not. Oh, no, they're not. Because, Bill Rupp, if you read the fine print that Hoffman made me put in, we had a Brunson and Giannis clause and no one else. So since you fucked me on my Aaron Rodgers over 9.5, when I lost Aaron Rodgers,
disclaimers
coming back at you, karma, universe, circling like a tornado and going to swoop your house up and slam it.
Wait, first Bill, all, do you like
the I might let you off the hook, Hoffman,
Milwaukee,
but you're fucking on the hook.
Milwaukee is trash. Tommy, they just lost to the Wizards.
Just need him to get just need
are they
get
coming back for the playoffs or no?
What? And their worst nightmare just happened because Embiid just came back and dropped 24 last night.
Well,
more worrisome than anything, to be honest with you.
I mean, the worrisome part is that the fucking Heat and the Sixers are the 7-8 seed, and I think they're the two most dangerous teams out of the top fucking eight. I mean, I'd rather play the Cavs than the Heat or the Sixers.
If the Knicks, let's be honest, if the Knicks and Philadelphia and who else didn't have injuries, the Milwaukee would be like the sixth seed.
No.
Okay.
It would not. But what I will say is I don't want to play the Heat in the first round, which may happen.
I mean, why? They lost in the first round last year. They're going to lose in the first round again.
I don't like that.
Glenn is trash, dude. Glenn's trash.
We leave Glenn alone. All right. So we're on the Suns tonight. Hoff, what do you like?
I like the Suns and the Pacers.
I like the Pacers also.
You want to parlay those? The Suns are minus 235.
Yeah.
I'm parlaying. I'm doing a cross sport again. I'm not going to do baseball. But I'm doing the Rangers.
You don't learn your lesson, though, Rob.
Do you guys like my sweatshirt? No one's commented on it.
The only one I mix it with baseball.
Guess not.
Rackets. So
I do like it.
Rangers. Thank you, Rackets.
Rangers and Suns. Rangers are 1 point up, I believe, on the Bruins. Tommy, do you know? Let's just hold on real fast. Look at the NHL standings, right?
I'm heading there right now for you.
The Bruins have 44 wins.
By the way, Evan Hand, Bruins win yesterday. Let's go.
Big win, big win, big win.
Bruins, big win, big win.
How do they go from like the record-setting team last year to 44 wins?
Evan Hand.
Patrice Bergeron.
Evan Hand. By winning 17 games in overtime.
Can I finish?
Go on.
Rangers are 1 point up on the Bruins, right?
Right.
The Rangers have 50 wins.
I know.
The Bruins have 44 wins.
You get 1 point every time you go to overtime. That's why Bruins like fucking just stockpile. Dude, the Bruins are literally 4 points up on the Panthers with three less wins in their own division. In their own division. They have 103 points, but they have 44 wins.
But six less wins.
Yeah. They have 15 overtime losses.
Yeah, it's the overtime games, honestly.
Well, not even overtime games. They've lost 15 games, right? So if you didn't do this new last 10-year, you know, point for overtime, they would literally have 32 losses right now. They have 15 overtime losses.
Those are the Islanders. Those are the only
Rangers two. Rangers have four overtime losses. So if you did the old school calculations, the Rangers would be 50-24, and the Bruins would be 44-32. And the Bruins are above them. Like, Bruins are, listen, I don't know, maybe it'll help them playing so many close games come playoffs. Maybe it's going to kill them because they'll be more tired and shows they can't pull away from anyone. But listen, I still think the Rangers win the cup.
That means, like, the Bruins have played, like, what, let's say, like, four games more than everyone.
Yeah, 5 minutes per. Yeah.
Crazy, right?
Yeah, they played an extra.
That Hurricanes team is very scary. Dangerous with those two new guys they got.
Yeah.
Hurricanes
are good. I mean, listen, I think this is Rangers. I think this is Canes. I like my Panthers still in the East. I think those are the three teams to watch in the East. And the West is wide open, dude. I mean, you can make a case for Vegas. You make a case for Edmonton, Vancouver, Colorado. I like the Predators. You make a case for Dallas. And West is wide fucking open. But I think in the East it's Rangers, Canes if I had to make a pick.
Rangers and the Suns tonight plus 112. That's where I'm going. Rangers, only 1 point up. They got to win tonight.
Must win game, Bill.
It's a monster.
DraftKings had a thing for like first goal scorer in that game.
They're at home. They're playing the Devils. So they got to win tonight. They got to score. They got to win.
Let's go.
Suns, same thing. Must win situation.
Must win.
Got to win.
Got to win.
Love it, just like the Warriors last night.
Got to win.
My other amazing bet that I found.
Awesome bet.
Is not in. Is okay. Stanton, two strikeouts per game. He's done
per game,
that
per game for the rest of the year.
He's not starting today. He's out of the lineup.
Not starting, so we can't do it again.
But it was still great information.
What? Next game he starts? Hit it. They're going to give you still plus money.
We're going to take it.
Echoing me every time I talk. I don't like
sorry.
It.
Bro, I was Aaron. Remember when we were talking about Aaron Hicks the other day? This was like last week.
No, only you talk about Aaron Hicks.
No, me and Bill were talking about him.
Yeah, no, you were talking about. You probably forced Bill to talk about him.
No, Bill was talking about him with
Bill. Who brought up Aaron Hicks?
I think I did. I'm like, oh, Rackets, he was up.
Because Rackets was here, and you wanted to fucking, you knew he was the only person who wants to talk about.
Whatever, man. He was 0 for 6 on the season with 5 strikeouts. DraftKings was still giving the plate appearances for his strikeouts at plus 100. Check out his plate appearances every time he comes to the plate. If you're going to get plus money or even near like minus 110, literally take it every time. I think I don't know if he struck out yesterday, but
we know you're definitely we know you're a big Aaron Hicks guy.
I know Stanton did, struck out his first two at bats of the game.
Hoffman, before we let you go, give me a pick on Indiana State versus Seton Hall and give us a little tidbit on what you think is going to happen in the Final Four.
Indiana State is going to win and UConn is going to beat everyone by probably 15 points. And
probably
the other thing is, you have about a week before you really have to start playing Beat the Streak.
I have a week before what?
You have to actually like start playing Beat the Streak.
Oh, no, I usually start me. I put mine in today.
I'm gonna take the lead in like 2 days.
And He's already telling me because I've told him he's like, "Bro, this is bullshit. I gotta go through all these steps.
It's like 9 steps.
I'm not even gonna do it."
Bill,
it is more difficult this year.
All right, so let me explain something. Hoff's been teammates with me for years. Going back to Guru Elite, we're teammates and things, right? For years, me and Hoff been teammates. I look like I'm not trying, but right when I need to step up, I step up every time and get us to win. Hoff is going to run out. He's going to beat all of you. And then Rackett's going to start talking shit to me. I'm going to be at like 4. Rackett's going to be at 9. And then I'm going to get mad like last year and run off like 18 in a row and then just smack you.
We'll Rackets like the picks percentage, and yours is like 33 right now.
Yeah, I'd fucking like.
Listen, I do like the pick percentage.
If you look at mine,
because all last year I was getting a 7-8 lose, 7-8 lose, eight lose.
But here's the thing with me: if you look at most of my picks, they're both on the same team because I forget till 10 o'clock, and I'm like, oh, Freeman bets.
Exactly.
Like that's Freeman bets. Like that's what happens every time.
It is painful to get to this year, though.
It is annoying to get to, and don't worry, we will win, and I will be right there with you, Hoffman, making sure of it. So, all right, Hoff Daddy. Would NC State beat Purdue or not?
Yeah, I think they will.
All right, let's go.
I honestly think they had they have a better chance to beat them than Duke did anyway. So it doesn't matter.
All right, Hoff. Go. You want to hang out in the waiting room or you want to go home? Whatever you want.
I'll go wherever I want.
All right, just hang out in the waiting room. All right, maybe we'll call you back in. All right. I just feel so bad about yesterday. Bill, you didn't even remember. That was your job to remember.
That was yours.
I think Evan remembered. I remembered.
I didn't, bro. You guys were at, I had 32 text messages on that thread, but I was busy yesterday. I got home.
You're a big of flower boxes. Pounding boxes.
The show started, and then I looked.
Hold on, wait a minute. This is why Handyman Bill came around, Racket. So I'm sitting here going, Bill's like building everything all of a sudden to the point where I have a monster garage, right, Bill? My garage is huge. My driveway is huge. My backyard is nice. I got a monster deck. I'm like, Bill, I want to start doing some stuff. I want to fucking build a birdhouse and make some stained glass and fucking make some TikToks. We'll set up some cameras and we'll do like me and Bill's Saturday at the house.
He shut it
down.
Some YouTube. Sorry, not TikToks. YouTube's not TikTok. No, he didn't shut it down. He's all for it. He's like, I'll drive up there. I'll bring my table saw. We'll get this. I'm like, we'll go shopping. We're going to build a work area. And me and Bill are going to do a little fucking home improvement show in the garage. Basically going to be Bill building shit and me just fucking putting sandwiches on top of it. Yeah. But I'm sitting there wondering why Bill got so handy lately. And it's because there's no TikTok.
There's no TikTok.
And that's what's happening.
He learned all of his trades from watching TikTok, and now he doesn't watch anymore. And now he can use it.
I have so much more free time.
What did I tell you this is doing to your life? You became a different person.
But he needed it in order to get some more extra knowledge. Like, he learned a lot of shit on TikTok.
I did learn a lot, but when the weather is nice, dude.
Probably all there on YouTube, too. Don't worry.
When the weather is nice, I'm outside.
Last summer, you were like this.
Even if it's just me sitting outside, like, I'm outside. I'm doing backyard work,
Building
shit. I'm outside.
I love upside.
All right. Someone said, did Hoffman even give out a bet? Who knows? Who cares? Let's see. Did Hoffman give out a bet? I think he did.
Suns and Pacers.
Pacers, Suns. Let's talk some baseball here, boys. Not as much to talk about, so we're fucking around a lot today because this show literally is going to be rain delay, cancellation. The Baltimore Orioles, Kansas City Royals game, basically just every 20 minutes, they back it up 20 minutes rackets. Is that what they're doing here? Just now it's going to start at 3:15. Now it's going to start at 3:30. Is this game going to fucking play?
I have no idea. DraftKings says 3:30, but who knows?
Yeah, when we got on the show, it was fucking 1:30, then 2.
I mean, it was 1
then 2:30, yeah. Then 3, now 3:30. Just make it 4 o'clock. Make a fucking time. But we like the Orioles, right, guys? We all like Burnsy on the mound, on our beloved Orioles, who Racket stole from us.
Yeah, that's exactly how it went.
That's how it is? All right.
Yep. Orioles, I'm on the Rangers right now. They're already up 1-0 in the 8th.
I should have bet the Brewers again today.
I was going to bet the Brewers again today, too, and I just didn't want to be paying attention to two games.
I can't wait until the Brewers start 5-0. Bill starts batting, they go on probation, and Bill's going to block them for 2 months like he did last year. Remember you banned the Brewers like for like
early
way too long for they had like a bad week and you just lost your shit for like 3 months.
You can't fuck me like that.
So Angels Marlins, the Marlins just are fucking cannot get out of their own way. Down 6-2 to the fucking Halos. About to go
a lot of runs. They keep letting runs up.
You're up 6 already in the first 5 innings to the Halos.
Real question is, are you going back to the Oakland A's today?
I'm not. I'm actually on the Red Sox today.
The Red Sox.
Listen. I've been saying this for a long time, Rackets. In betting, there should be difficulty points, right?
There really
should
be.
I should have got difficulty points for that last night because that was an amazing call.
You were getting plus money. That is your difficulty.
Yeah, no, but I mean, but to have them go to extras, blow it 17.
They were only like, plus 140, though. It wasn't like
they
really
should have been like, you know what, Tommy? Here's like 30% back just for a great bet. You were the only person in America.
That's why you got a hedge.
Nah, fuck that. We fucking ride or die. Let the balls hang.
That's your fault.
Yeah, Bill would have hedged that.
Bill would have fucking been out in the first inning when there was 2-0 they were losing. He would have hedged out for a loss.
Fuck yeah, I would have.
Yankees D-backs today, boys. Listen, I like the over a lot again here. I don't trust Rodon. I know he looked okay. Didn't look great. Numbers looked good, but I think there's going to be runs here today. Merrill Kelly looked great. You're talking about a guy, 208 and 1.35 ERAs.
Gallen looked awesome last night.
Gallen looked like really good. And the Yankees, I like when teams don't score, taking them the next night. You know, should be motivated there in Arizona. Obviously, big time change east to west.
Arizona almost got us that over yesterday by themselves.
They really did. We were one swing away. That fucking sinking liner off, who was it? Whoever bats after, who was it? The sinking line drive at the end of the game. I forget who it was. Anyway,
the Dodgers at that point.
That ball looked like it was down. That ball gets down. That's two runs.
Nestor Cortez has got to fucking figure it out, dude. He's first game.
There's your must start. There's your must play, like must pitch well in that start because he fucking.
Now we're getting to that point.
It's
right.
Been like one inning though. It's one
it's
inning.
The first inning. It's bad, the first inning.
And then he's fucking fine. So
yes,
it's
first inning.
Two in a row now.
But we got to take a run in the first.
I like the over. I don't hate the Yankees today, but I like the over a little bit.
I just listen. Those are my two favorite teams right now. Right, snake make you slip and shake, and the Yankees. So. I'm staying off. I'm just betting overs. We should have had it last night easily. Volpe cost us like fucking 7 runs. The guy was fucking everywhere. Spicky Marino. The guy was fucking all over the
place. He's leading baseball and hitting right now, too.
I mean, it should be leading him in gold glove, too. He made like 6 plays last night that cost us runs. So didn't catch the over on that one. That kind of sucked. We got Christian Walker home run, which saves us there. Philadelphia versus the Reds. Do have a weird line movement here. We got about 90% of the money coming in on the flips. And we have
Montas looked really good
dropping
in that
a little
first
bit.
Start, man. He looked. I tagged Bill after it. He went 6 shut. I think he had. I think it was 4 hits and 6 strikeouts. Like he looked good.
Mm-hmm. We like anything here?
I don't know if I'm betting it, but be wary if you're on the Philly side.
I'm not touching that game. I'm nowhere near. Yeah.
I don't love the Reds, but
we like the Reds this year. It seems like we're all kind of high on the Reds a little bit.
Yeah, I just meant today. Like I don't love betting
Philly's
them today.
Starting off
but
slow. Wheeler's always, you know, solid.
That one's
Mariners, Guardians. I'm just going to assume we're all staying off that. Cardinals, Padres. I actually like the Pods today. I like Musgrove in this spot. I'm not a Thompson guy. I don't think Thompson's that good, and I think Musgrove should bounce back after pretty horrible fucking first start he had there. What do you give up? 5 runs in 4 innings or some shit?
I like the Padres long-term.
First 2 starts.
Yeah, I like the Padres long-term this year. I'm not on them today. I don't like the Cardinals either, but I just not on that game.
I'm all over Goldschmidt today.
Oh, yeah?
Dominated Musgrove, I think, in like 31 appearances.
Oh, yeah, I just saw that. Well, I saw your bet. I saw all your bets.
Still, Tim.
I saw none of your bets. I think your bets
suck. I am taking him. So in case Musgrove pitches around him, I'm going to take the walk for plus 155.
I like to do that. Oh, we got to start betting that again. I like that walk stat.
I'm going to take Goldschmidt over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs, minus 115. And then I'm going to put a little bit, not a whole unit. I'm going to break it up. Goldschmidt for two plus RBIs is 600, and 3 plus RBIs is 2,100.
Mm.
Like a quarter of a unit on
you can really dance.
2,100 and like a half a unit on the 600. But the walk with plus money, 155, and the hits, runs, RBIs, 1.5 at minus 115.
He does really eviscerate Musgrove, huh? About 540.
Yeah, and like I said, I think if Musgrove pitches around him, like he should, then we have the walk at plus money at plus 155.
Should we do home run calls every day?
Mm.
Keep track? I mean, I had the highest odds yesterday, so.
If I'm taking a guy, I'm taking Goldschmidt. That's what I'm taking today, but.
Let's do it every day. Should we do it every day or just do it Tuesday? What do you think, Evan?
Just Tuesday?
All right.
Yeah, Stinger Tuesday.
All right, Stinger Tuesday. I'm going to get one out today anyway. All right, so you are.
It's because he has one in mind. He's putting the pressure on.
Why I wanted to do it. I wanted to pressure you when I already did research. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I figured you were going to do Goldschmidt, Bill. Like,
if you said it, I would have said Goldschmidt. But right now, I have.
I'm going to say it. So here's what we're going to do. We're only going to do it on Dinger Tuesday until. But right now, we're going to do it every day until we're going to do an elimination chamber. So we all advance to day two. Let's all pick a game today. And then whoever advances can go to day 3.
Go for 3 days. I already have 3 of them.
Rackets gets a bite them Tuesday. All right. So we're all going to pick one today, too. And then whoever advances, because obviously we're going to hit at least one of them because we're the best. We'll see. Either to crown the new Dinger champ. So every Dinger Tuesday, we'll do this. So we all advanced past Dinger Tuesday. So Bill Rupp, you're going to go with Goldschmidt today?
Yes.
Okay. I am going to go with Yordan. I think Yordan Alvarez goes fucking Yahtzee today. Let me just see what the weather is here. He's got some pretty good splits, too, I think, in that matchup for his Bassett.
Yeah, I like Yordan. He looks good.
Let me see. Yordan. Yeah, that's in the dome. That's in Houston. Yeah, I'm going to go Yordan. Bill's going to go Goldie and Rackets. Who's hitting 3 home runs today? I could stall you for a minute and give a bet or two while you look at it.
I'm going to go with Mookie.
Okay.
I like Mookie tonight.
Got that, Evan?
Kyle Harrison.
I don't have the odds.
I don't have the odds either. I'll find it.
You guys can figure them out. I'll find mine. Go on FanDuel. It's better odds on FanDuel, by the way.
Yeah, Mookie's
like yesterday Walker was 370 on DK and he's 480 on FanDuel.
Mine's 470. Oh,
yeah, he was.
Tried to tell me that Walker wasn't 480.
MGM had the best ones. Hoffman got 525 on Harper.
I said yesterday he was on DraftKings, Tommy. I didn't say FanDuel.
You tried to tell me.
On FanDuel. I said DraftKings.
We almost bet on it.
Alvarez is 280.
DraftKings.
We'll take it.
Mookie's only 220.
We're going chalky today.
Mine's 470.
Otani's 235, and he hasn't even hit a home run. He hasn't hit a home run since Korea.
You're down 280. All right, Bill. Bill's going fucking. What is yours, Bill?
470.
Way to grab your dick, Bill. Way to grab your dick. Any other games you like today, Bill?
Yeah, but I have it for the subs.
That's right. I'm not going to give all mine out again today. We gave it a ton out yesterday. I will give you.
We gave out 3 home run winners, dude. So
it's technically 5 if you count Rackets.
You don't get paid 3 times.
I'm just trying to compliment Rackets. Can I compliment Rackets? Can I be nice to him?
But if you bet.
All right? Can it not just be all about you for once?
Imagine somebody parlayed all 3 of them together.
Imagine someone gave credit
Hoffman
to Rackets.
Hoffman parlayed 2 of them and got $1,500 on a $50
free bet. Hoffman tipped me $50.
Yeah, he tipped me too. And then you gave it back. I'm like, shit, I'm keeping that. Fuck that.
There's no way Rackets gave that back.
No fucking way.
I knew I fucked you when I did it too. I was like, we want to see Rackets in chat the rest of the night. He's like, fuck this. Hold on.
I got the email. I was like, what? Check the Venmo. Like,
do you hear about this, Bill?
No.
Hoffman went into chat yesterday. Here, look. You can see there. So it says on the bottom, Dinger Tuesday from Hoffman. And I send it back to him like, get the fuck out of here. So Hoffman wrote in the chat, thank you, Tommy G and Rackets, for the home run calls. Didn't care about you. Didn't play your bets.
He didn't play your bet.
Who would?
Fuck you.
Honestly, we have us here. And he goes, thank you, Tommy G and Rackets, for your home run call. And I put the hashtag tips for staff as a joke because he won like $1,500 and he tipped me $50.
Tipped me $50 too.
And I sent it back to him, and Rackets ain't sending that shit back. That's the rack hole over there. The rack hole. Once money goes into it, it ain't coming back out.
Ain't coming back out, baby.
No chance. I think you got to use the Dodgers as a parlay piece today, right? We got Glasnow on the hill versus Harrison. I mean, this has to be a parlay piece. I like it a little bit.
Any Dodger for a home run today, you pick any one of them. Done that.
Yeah, I think the Dodgers just fucking straight skull fucked. The fact that they got to –
By the Rangers at third. Let's fucking go.
Fact that they got to Webb yesterday the way they did was pretty impressive. Yeah, so I'm going to use Dodgers as a parlay piece. Let's initially do it right now with the Rangers. I'm with you on that, Bill. I like the Rangers today. Go to hockey in a second. So I'm going to go Rangers-Doyers. Rangers-Doyers plus 110. Love that play. And let's get to the ice real quick. Did we do hockey yet or no?
No.
I don't think so, right? All right, let's go to Fire on Ice here.
One more. I like the Pirates today. You can even take the run line.
Galati's Pirates. They will be called. I think I'm on the Pirates today, too.
For the official stay cash and bet, I like the minus 148 on DraftKings, but I don't have a problem with the minus 1.5 for plus money.
Got a Pirates bet also that I love, but you have to be a member.
Wow, Bill's being greedy. I love it.
That's fine.
I
love
it. Hey, I like it. It makes people spend more money.
Three home run calls.
Guys, get over to 4deep.com.
I did a lot of research on this bet. I'm not going to just give it out for free.
Yeah, dude. Not like all the other ones he just gave out with no research. He's like, I'm not giving this one out. I did research on it.
You know, every day I do stuff. You know, every day I look up for at least an hour because I'm in a doctor's office. So
That's true. I know you do. I like the Rangers today. They're minus 190, like I said. So you want to use that as a parlay piece. Tomorrow, I'll give you Indiana State. We talked about that. I think that line is money line. Get that now because it's moving. Minus 142 now. It was 135 when we started the show. Indiana State college basketball. Back to hockey. There was another hockey play I liked. Not many games today. I think I like the Canucks. I like the Canucks. Yeah, we're going to go with the Canucks. Knuck if you buck. Against the Arizona Coyotes, minus 145. But really like the Rangers. You're the Rangers parlay piece. Rangers should skull fuck today. Rackets, any tennis or anything?
My dog was just losing her mind. Is there tennis today? I don't think I have much. I don't think I have any tennis. Mm. Let me look. No. Well, actually, WTA Charleston, maybe. Give me a second. I'll look at that.
Take your time. Bill, anything else for you?
No. We got, I think, another week or so, we got UFC 300.
Yes, right? we got a lot of big events coming up. We got the Final Four coming up on Saturday, National Championship coming up on Monday, Masters coming up on Thursday, and I think the huge WrestleMania coming up on Saturday and Sunday. Right, so we'll be live on the voice chat. So you guys want to get signed up for that alone, just our WrestleMania. I'm going to have to get a little fucking weird pulling all-nighter probably Saturday and the Sunday.
Did you see the all the golfers, like Rahm and all them, are like, this live golf, they're having two separate things is killing the sport.
They're the reason.
And they're like, they should join together. Like, they no will. Shit.
You they know? Did that already. Didn't they, like, try to do it and then change it or something? Like,
they're
fucking
never going
to
get rid of the PGA, bro, because
they're money hungry.
It's on TV. You can bet.
Dude, you got a bunch of fucking two rich white people up at the top there that are never getting hold of that money. Cash white people hit the cycle, trashed them all today. Let's go.
So they're even acknowledging it, that it's ruining golf.
I left the Asians off. Asians, you get a bye today.
Ruining golf. They got to get this shit.
Fucking white people. Fuck white people. What was I just looking at or talking about there? Oh, someone in the chat said Mookie Betts minus 120 for a single today, Ray Hogan said. Any of you guys like that?
Yeah, I mean,
sure. I mean, Mookie minus 120 for a single. That looks a little trappy, though.
It's not a hit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Be careful, Ray. That's wrong. Yeah, that's to hit an actual single.
That's literally a single.
Yeah, so if he doubles in homers and goes 2 for 4, you lose.
Yeah.
So that's for an actual single itself. I was going to say, that seems trappy for a hit. How the fuck is he minus 120?
WTA Charleston parlay, Emma Navarro and Danielle Collins, minus 122. I think you can handle that one, Evan. Emma Navarro.
Yeah. Emma Navarro.
Danielle Collins.
Daryl Turner asks, who is the final boss of Staycation? It ain't called Staycation with Bill Rupp, ladies and gentlemen.
That's just because I didn't push for it.
With your back, you shouldn't be pushing anyone. Bill Rupp, final words.
At least my legs are the same length.
My legs are fucked up, dude. I went to the doctor today. My fucking leg is fucked up, and the doctor's lying to me.
Rupp and Rackets, 5:30 today.
Yeah, Rupp and Rackets, 5:30.
5:30 in Discord.
All right, Rackets, final words.
Rupp and Rackets, 5:30, and let's go Texas.
What a boy. Evan Hand, final words.
Rigged.
Four. Howie Dewey. Luke Hoffman's still in the waiting room? Is that Luke Hoffman, Evan Hand, Bill Rupp, Joey Rackets. Guys, get over to Four Deep right now. We got monster week. You buy a 7-day pass, $40. You can buy 2 months for $180, which is the best buy on the board. But 7-day pass, $40. That will be from today, which is Wednesday, all the way to next Wednesday. It's going to get you fucking March Madness, Final Four, NCAA Championship, all the baseball, WrestleMania live Discord shows Saturday and Sunday, golf, MMA, NBA, NHL, and Bill's underwear.
ForDeep.com. I'll even be in there this weekend.
Rackets, you're going to be on a voice chat?
Yeah, I'll come in as WrestleMania.
Wow, I got to get some extra blow for that.
I think Anjo messaged me and said if we want him to come on and talk WrestleMania or give bets, he would do it.
Ooh, all right. Hey, listen, let's bring him on. Let's go. Let's go, Anjo. We're on Twitter Space tomorrow. Anyone just raise their hand, come up. No, right. Not tomorrow. Friday.
Yep.
So, get down. Yeah, get Rangers over right now.
Fucking go. Let's go.
Get over to 4deep.com. Go there right now. Buy a $40 week. Buy a fucking $180 2 months. Just come fuck with us. We're fucking the best. And we will be entertaining the shit out of you guys this weekend. A lot of fun to be had on that live voice chat. Last live voice chat show went about 18 hours. So we'll see if this one goes less than 10. But
Orioles,
we'll be on that.
Orioles has moved again.
Of course. 4 o'clock. If you sign up by Saturday, the Orioles will be playing. I promise you that.
You might have a bet for that game.
You might have a bet. Good luck. Stay cashing, motherfuckers.
Let's go!